What's up? Do you need something?
Bruh, I came here to help you. Get up, we're gonna find Glory.
I didn't ask you for that. All right, Joe, if I finish the song, then, you know, I'll definitely be ready.
Come on, Sherlock, Glory's waiting.
Okay. Whatever you want to do.
You don't seem worried about Glory.
Well, I mean, that's just because she's out there, you know, like waiting for us somewhere, you know, guaranteed. Ask me how I know.
Nah.
Thanks, Joe. Very cool. So when I was, you know, here, I was here when I heard Glory singing, you know, like she has to be within this range, like logically thinking about it, she has to be okay. I haven't had time to seek out Glory because, like, I've been so focused on Alaska. It's chill, all right? Because whatever she's doing, she's fine. Maybe she's, like, hiding out in the woods. Or you know, maybe it's, like, more metaphysical. And it's, like in the boundary between the real and the magical, you know? And in the worst case conundrum, she's just, like a spirit now, and we just, you know, your essence is just meandering across the forest, and then we just need to, like, figure out how to commune with her and all that good shit, so. Oh, I saw a blue jay, so, because whenever I see a blue jay, that's, like, my personal sign that I'm gonna meet somebody and, or, you know, something good's gonna happen.
Okay. Explain that.
But, I mean, it's just what it sounds like, in my life, blue jays are good luck. And also, cardinals are bad luck, and every time I see cinnamon, I sneeze. But, okay, that last part might be an allergy. All right, it's fine. All right, lost my brain. We're good. Returning back now. Saw a blue jay, okay? And that means Glory's okay. And, you know, I always think the forest, and I pick up litter, so... You know, the forest is honest to me.
How do you thank the forest?
Thank you!
Oh. Okay. Thank you, trees!
Thank you, trees! That's her! Glory! Glory, stay where you are, all right? Glory, we're coming to you. Just hang on tight, and then when we get there, we'll...
Oh, hey, Boo.
Bobby?
It's so funny bumping into you, and... Oh, nice seeing you, Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you doing here, Bobby? You're playing that?
Yeah, I was just listening to it. It's an old song that Glory wrote. I miss her all the time. Wasn't it nice when it was the three of us? You know, you and me and Glory.
Bobby, this is your first time doing this, right?
My first time listening to Glory sing while Alicia's just hanging out here? No, not even. No, I get nostalgic a lot, and I came here yesterday, and... last week, and let's see.
Okay. Wild stuff.
Boo?
You know what? It's chill. It's chill because Glory's alive, you know? let's go home. Let's go home. Everything's gonna be okay. I saw the blue jay that night, so it is. It's all Gucci. Glory's alive.
It's gonna be fine.
For sure.
Don't be a prima donna, Boo. We're gonna find Glory. I miss that crazy cunt too. She was my gal pal. If you want to be around her, then simple. Find her.
For sure.
And I want to help. You trust me, right?
trust you.
We'll work together. It'll be great. You're gonna trust me. Repeat after me. We're going to be the best of friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, we're gonna become lifelong best friends. We're gonna be holding hands and busting ghosts and saving all of the glories out there. And then we'll get married for tax purposes, but not for real because you're gay.
I'm bi.
For real?
But I'll pass on the tax marriage or the other kind of marriage.
All right, you let me know. I'm your Watson. I'll get it done. Hey, stop being sad. We're gonna find glory.
It's all good, you know? Now, get out of here, Joe, or Alice will chase you out. They're vicious.
I feel bad for leaving, but there's a party at the firehouse tonight. I'm getting my hair done today. I would invite you to the party, but I figured you wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, I think I'm good, Joe.
All right, I'll see you later.
And she's gone. Hey there, podcast people. As always, my name is Boo Curtis, and when it comes to mysteries, I'm a professional fool. I do have an actual job, by the way. You know, if you've ever gone into Roslyn Village, there's like this frozen yogurt place. It's called YOLO, and it's basically biblical hell. So, I mean, but you could always drop in and watch me hate myself while I scoop you up yogurt like your favorite lap dog. No offense, Alice. I'm probably gonna work there until death do us part. And the reason is because I'm an absolute bum fuck nobody who isn't worth anybody's time. Yeah. and also I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Ever. And now the cops are here to tell me I'm loitering. Sorry, I'm moving. I'm not gonna do the stupid ad.
Come on, just do it and get it over with.
Glory's missing. I mean, what's the point?
Boo, come on, look at the birds in the trees. It's a beautiful day out, Boo.
You sound like you're starting a musical number.
Why would you be depressed when you have me?
Please stop squishing my cheeks.
No.
You're so loud.
What do you expect? I'm Italian. Now read the ad. Are you gonna be lazy, mister?
We won't be releasing episodes in December, but you can still get new content on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/whokilledalaska and donate. You'll get lots of bonus content throughout the podcast break in December, starting at just $5 a donation. You can also check out our merch at whokilledalaska.com/merch. And, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at whokilledalaska.
Was that so hard?
Are you gonna stop squishing my cheeks now?
Nah.
Okay. I guess this is just happening now. And special thanks to our patrons on Patreon. You help us to fund the series and make it all possible. Shout out to Rick Troxel, Grinley Spa, and Lavender Kazi. I have these recordings of Glory, and they kind of help me out when things are getting to be a lot. She was my best friend, and you know, she disappeared, and she was a really troublemaking kind of person, and yeah, I don't know, maybe she'll cheer you up too. I don't really have a person to show these to. Let's see. I'm scrolling. All right, okay, wait, okay. This is a good one. Glory tried to eat a Tide Pod. Those food scientists, they made them look like delicious little fruit gummies. All right, here, check this out.
I want to consume.
You shouldn't do that.
I want to consume.
You'll die.
No, but actually, I want to put it in my mouth and crunch it just to feel the crunch. I'm not going to eat it. I just want to crunch it on the inside. Like, I want the mouthfeel of crunching it.
If it's in your mouth and you bite it, the chemicals will, like, get in your mouth and kill you.
What if I put something on it for protection and safety?
I guess you could put like a plastic bag on it.
I'm getting a condom. It's perfect.
No, Glory, no. Come back here.
I'm a genius.
You know, it's funny that I say wait, come back, because never mind. Scrolling, I am looking. Oof. Okay. This one's a little rough. Should I play this one? I'm gonna need to explain some background on this one. This is from, you know what? Probably 2016, because Glory didn't get into any of the colleges she applied for. She wanted to be a doctor to help people. But she didn't get into a single college she applied for. And then she posted this and created a situation. All right, I'm just gonna play it.
Disrespectful! Completely disrespectful! Stop putting everything online! Stop shoving it in everybody's face! No one cares how many schools you got into. The world is suffering, and you're posting about Harvard. I have to work. I work, and I try, and I get nothing. You haven't done shit. I've seen it. That was supposed to be me. That was supposed to be me. Me! Don't tell me how much better your life is. You gotta watch your fucking back.
You tell him, Glory. I actually really like this one. I do, because it's like cathartic, you know? It's also nonsensical. Like, what are you talking about? I think we can all kind of get this, though. I mean, we've all felt different. I mean, you have too, right? Whoever you are listening to this. All right, one more. This is the last one, I swear. This is a song that Glory made. She made it, and she made it. So, play.
Are you recording me?
I am now.
Weirdo.
It's getting so quiet here, and I'm starting to disappear. Yeah, I don't know. Stop recording me.
I'm gonna find her. I've tried, but... What am I doing? It's irrelevant. It literally, any concern I have is irrelevant because I just need... I mean, I just need to look for her, and I'm gonna start looking today, like, right now, for forget fate or whatever else. Alice, come on, stop peeing. We're gonna find Glory.
You've reached Josephine Magaro. Hello, I'm so sorry I missed your call, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can.
Joe. I'm driving you, all right? I'm gonna come to the party, and you're gonna come with me, if you want to. I'm not gonna force you. All right, look, we're gonna find my best friend, your gal pal, all right? We're gonna question people, and we're gonna search her house. I realized something, okay? It doesn't matter if I find her. I'm gonna live like I can find Glory, because I mean, I can't live for nothing. So, I'm driving you. Wait up for me, all right? Okay. God, I can see the firehouse from here. It's like fully lit up. What do they do if someone's house is on fire and they're all drunk? Okay. It's a den of monsters. God, firefighters. This party is gonna be full of people who kicked my ass in high school. Sometimes literally. Maybe it was homophobic. I mean, there has to be like a Freudian lens to view that. Okay, shut up, brain. I can do this. I'll be back. Alice, watch the car. Yep, they're insane. They're definitely crazy. C-R-A. Oh, I'm gonna die, maybe. Fuck. Excuse me. Have you seen Joe? Joe Magaro?
Who, Curtis?
Never mind. Sorry. No, didn't mean to bother you, Carrie.
Yeah!
Somebody.
What is that?
Oh shit, Joe, thank God. Okay, Joe, I've been looking for you, all right? There's something I want to do together. It's really, hold on, you're not Joe.
Holy shit, I told you. I look just like her. Check out my Joe costume. I call it the sexy firefighter.
Well, that's kind of fucked up of you. That's kind of just workplace harassment.
I didn't realize because of the goggles. Are you Boo
Curtis?
Nope,
you don't know me. Definitely a mistake. Sorry for confusing you. Bye.
I think Joe is upstairs.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. There she is. She's on the other side of the bar.
Boo?
Oh, shoot. Bad timing. I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Just some dude.
I didn't mean to cockblock you. I'm really sorry, but we have to talk, though.
You gotta talk to me? Michael, can I talk to him for a second?
Is this guy important?
No, he's nobody. Go get some more pretzels.
He seems nice.
I thought you were anti-party and a germaphobe.
Yeah, Joe, I'm anti-party because it's still the pandemic, you idiot. But that's not the point, all right? You and me, I wanna do something together. You know, I've been trying to find Glory alone, and I think if we look together, you know, you seem really capable. We could do it if we work together. And I'm not a planned person, but you are. You are a planned person.
So holy shit! You followed me here?
I didn't follow you. You mentioned you'd be here. Remember?
Yeah, it's not like I actually invited you for real. You're being a stalker. You knew I'd be here. You showed
up. Okay, whoa, wait. Does this happen to you a lot? Like stalking? Because you're talking like it does. And
why are you here, man? Do you think we're friends or something?
I guess I kind of did. So, cool. I definitely thought you wanted to help me with the investigation, and I thought you wanted to find Glory, and I thought you were my friend, or something, or my Watson.
I'm not being mean to you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth, so that I'm not being mean to you.
Yeah.
I'm not being mean.
Okay, I get it, and it's fine, and I can leave you. If that's what you want, then instead of doing this for me, how about, I mean, could you do this for Glory? For the investigation? Glory was your friend too.
I'm kind of busy, man.
I saw. No, I know. I'll go.
Wait.
give you something. This necklace used to be Glory's. Her parents gave it to me. It reminds me of her, but I was gonna get a tattoo in memoriam anyway. You can keep the necklace. It was collected from the crime scenes. So Glory was wearing it before she disappeared. Maybe it's evidence. I don't know.
This is really good, actually. This can help a lot, okay? Bye, Joe. Stay safe, okay? You're gonna catch COVID, and I don't know, be careful around some of these guys. I think they might have, like, some kind of misguided ideas about you. Have a good night. Alice, hey, listen, I found this, this was Glory's. I know it's a risk, and I know I shouldn't, make you do this, but I know that, you know things, and there are things you can do, but this is Glory's necklace, just show me what happened to Glory. Oh my God! Alice! Yes, show me Glory, show me Glory! Alice, where are we going? Is it the cemetery? No? Okay. Is it Roslyn Village? Somewhere here? So it's not here. This is my psychic's practice. Is it here, Alice? Damn it. Alice, where are you bringing me? We've been walking for like 3 hours. Please show that like, I don't know, that you don't know, because I don't want to walk in circles all night and are you bringing me to Stumptown? Looks like they finally stopped walking it at night. Alice? This is where, Alaska died. Why did you bring me here? Where are you looking? Is this your, like, point of reference? You know, where things are from here. You saw something in this vicinity? Here? Okay, what is this? Why did you bring me here? No, please no. There's a shovel in the greenhouse. There's a shovel. I'll go get it. Glory, please say something. Glory, please come back. Please. We were... God!
It's probably a good thing you can't smoke in school. Otherwise, I'd never stop.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of that boy you're dating?
Tyler. You see him all the time.
That's right, Tyler. When you get over him, let me know, okay?
Okay.
You look happy today, Boo Curtis.
You're imagining it.
Thank you. Oh, she has a pulse. How did she? Hello? Glory? Oh, God, your hands are warm. How long have you been here? Oh, you're looking at me now. Oh, Glory, please, please stop looking at me like that. Just not like that, okay? Glory, tell me how you've been. It's been a long time. I've missed you. I've missed you. A lot. How's it going? Glory, please stop looking at me like that. Oh, God. Okay. I have to get you out of this one. All right, let's get you. Let's get you the food. There's a convenience store near here. I mean, you gotta be hungry. All right. Come on, Glory. Let's go. Get up. All right, Glory. Right, what's with you? Why won't you move? I mean, what are you?
I'm gonna... Just stepping backwards.
I'm watching you. Just standing over here. How would you look at that? My hands are shaking. I'm just calling my sidekick. Okay, Glory. Just stay calm and Riley, something super bad is happening and I don't know what it is.
What's going on, Boo?
I don't know what's happening. I need your help just really badly, okay? Just please come here and I don't know what to do and I don't know what to do.
Oh my God. All right. Okay. I'm getting my keys. I'm getting up. Where are you?
I'm in Stumptown. I'm with Alice and uh-huh. Glory.
You're with who?
I'm with Alice and Glory.
Boo, are you safe? Are you able to talk? Are you?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Alice brought me. They helped me find Glory. They did the thing they do, and then we got to the spot and we dug, and then Glory was there.
Oh my God.
She was buried, and then now she's here, and she's alive, kinda.
She's alive.
I mean, I think so. All right. I don't know. She's just fucking staring at me.
Okay, I am coming. I am on my way. Where are you in Stumptown?
I'm down right from the parking lot, uh-huh. and you go past the cabin and then push left to the path on the left through the grass and you'll find us. All right, we're outside of a building.
Okay, all right. I am getting in my car. Ooh, I will see you very shortly. Listen to me. You are safe and you are okay.
You think so?
Absolutely. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Can you stay on the line?
I only have a landline. I am so sorry. But I will see you soon, okay?
All right. Alice, don't get close to it. Glory.
Oh, hey.
Oh, stop it.
Ground, in the ground, not outside, you stupid little boy. Oh, no, they don't know what talk, it's fine. Seven people with heads pounded into the water, weirdo. Goes in the ground, it goes not outside. You think you're tall and grown up, but you're the size of nothing in my cupped hands. I shake you and the world enters itself and you're buried in snow in the ground. I could be a little monster in my head and I'd grow like a seed. And that would all happen behind my eyes and it would sprout from my head and I'd hide it in a hat. There are monsters all around you cannot see behind fake human face. Should unbe for the monster in the ground, not outside.
Please, 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 please don't come closer. I just, please. I'll run.
She's fine. It's just a temper tantrum.
Help me! I'm burning at home!
Hey, Google. Remind me tomorrow to check if I have schizophrenia.
Got it. Check if I have schizophrenia. This will be for tomorrow. At what time?
I don't know. Noon.
Sorry. What time
fuck
is
you.
It?
Oh, God. I don't see her. Fuck. Oh, damn. I'm recording right now. Okay. I can give this to the police and, wait, no, that won't do anything. Hey, guys, I'm being, maybe stalked by Glory? I don't know, okay. I brought the shovel, I didn't even realize I grabbed it. Maybe I can, like, take the shovel and hit her? I can't hit Glory, I don't even know what she wants. Oh, good dog. Oh, good dog. You're so good. You're so good. You're such a good dog. All right. She's not going to hurt you, okay? She hurts me before she hurts you. I'll die before she hurts you. Okay, puppy? Anyway. What does she want? What does she want? Why is she chasing me? I got to think. Gotta think. Okay. And she said something about being a monster. With a human face. Is that even Glory? Okay, she was covering her face in that really creepy way. Oh God, she was peeking out between her fingers. What does it mean? Maybe the videos? Okay, maybe I can find something.
Knife fight! This is the best way to wake up Bobby.
Disrespectful! Completely disrespectful! Stop putting everything online!
Stop shoving it in everybody's face! No one cares.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh, she wasn't chasing me. She just... following me.
At
a walking pace.
I get nothing.
Alice, come here.
That was supposed to be me.
Just for once, understand me and just.
That was supposed to
just be quiet.
Me.
All right?
Me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna hold you. I'm sorry.
Don't tell me how much better your life is.
You gotta watch your fucking back.
She's taking the shovel. Why is she taking the shovel? What could she possibly be doing? Oh, God. Oh, God, she's burying herself. Glory! No. Okay. Oh, she's going to bury herself. Glory, stop it!
I don't know if there's anything you can do.
Oh, Riley! Oh, my fucking God,
yeah,
thank you.
I'm here.
She was following me, and she was saying something about being a monster, and she doesn't talk most of the time, but I have recordings. I can show you the recordings.
You don't have to show me the recordings. I can tell from looking. That's not Glory. That's an empty human body. There's nobody in there.
Oh, what do you mean? Like it's a fake Glory? I don't know what you mean, but we can't let her do that, okay? She's burying herself alive.
If you dig her up, Boo, she will just bury herself again. Mm-hmm. That is an empty human body. It has no owner. It wants to return to the earth because it has nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. If it talks, it's parroting its old behavior and mashing words together. The body's still moving, but nobody's home. Oh, hello, Alice. Nice to see you again. Sorry we're meeting like this.
Why is there an empty body that looks like Glory?
Because it used to be Glory. It's still trying to be her. Glory probably left her body a while ago.
No.
Listen, Boo, some people don't feel especially human. I've never met Glory myself, but do you think Glory might have been that way?
I don't know what that means. I don't understand. I don't understand the question.
Very, very fair. Let me put it this way. Do you think Glory felt like she was abnormal in a way that was really central to her being? Maybe she felt different in a way that she couldn't work through or change?
Yeah, I guess I would say that.
Okay. Well, sometimes when people say they don't feel human, they're right.
Oh, I hate this!
I know, it's a lot to take in. Hear me out, though. Some people are outsiders in a way that they can't ever change. Glory was pretty clearly that way. I don't know where they come from. They come from somewhere else. And the place they come from is somewhere far away that we can't ever interact with or touch or see. But they have a name. They call them outsiders. It's a name that just keeps sticking, no matter who you ask. Origin of the name is as mysterious as the origin of the outsiders. And these folks, they look like people, but they're not people. They're outsiders. Glory was that way. Only an outsider like Glory could leave her body, and her body doesn't know what to do without her. All it can do is wait to stop existing, and that won't really happen anytime soon. Listen, Boo, oh God, this is rough. I've known of a situation where somebody felt like they had to burn the body of a person they knew in a case like this.
No, Jesus, no.
Okay, it's up to you.
So wait. Glory wasn't human? I mean, the what the fuck? I mean, she was just pretending to be somebody. She just made up a person and then she just... I mean, I feel like all of our time together was just
Ooh.
Made up. I can't live like this. I can't live this way.
Okay? I'm here. You are all right. Now listen to me. Glory may well not have known that she was an outsider. But you are right that she was pretending to be human. She was pretending to herself. And Boo, she's not the only one.
No.
Boo, have you ever felt broken on the inside? Broken and different? Less human than everyone else? Maybe you felt like you wanted to be like everybody else in some really unattainable way?
No, I haven't. Stop looking at me. Don't look at me like that, all right? I hate that.
Okay.
I want to take Glory home, or her body, or whatever it is. I want to take her body home, all right? It'll like that.
Okay. You can do whatever you need to do, Boo.
It's not about me. It's not about me, all right? She needs this.
Do what Glory needs.
Okay, Glory, we're home. Are you ready to meet your parents again?
Kill Alaska.
What was that? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. But let's go meet your parents again, okay? Okay? Everything is fine now. You're gonna be really happy here. Let's believe that. Together.
Who Killed Alaska is a series produced by The Ghost Factory. My name is Cameron LeBron, and I'm here to give you all the credits. But first, I would just like to announce to you that Who Killed Alaska is going to go on a brief hiatus, and we're going to be coming back in January. Thank you so much for listening to Finding Glory. We're all very, very proud of this episode. There's been a lot of love that's gone into this episode. But the next episode is going to be even better and even more exciting. So please remember to tune back in January for episode 9, which is the first crossover episode, Who Meets Denver. My name is Cameron LeBron, and I am the writer, director, and head of this project. Organizational assistance was done by Joshua Mays. Thank you so much, Josh. The editor for this script was Nicholas Harder, and music was done by Bella Wynn and myself, Cameron LeBron. Take selection was done by Joshua Mays. Ambience design was done by Cornelius Wilkening. Sound effects were done by Avery Callahan, Jacob Lundy, and Andrew Tichonovic. The mix and master was done by Manis Kunder. The art was done by Bellowin, Locke Reinhardt, and Dorito Falls. Bobby York was played by Kyle Vincent Parker. Joe Magaro was played by Sally Roberts. Boo Curtis was played by Alex Red. Lori Johnson was played by Lindsay Zanna. And Riley Shadowman was played by Joshua Mays. The firefighters were played by Felix Bermudez, Tristan Gunnard, Donald Sutton, and Zachary Hogue. And most importantly, thank you to our patrons who have funded this episode and others. So shout out to Rick Troxel, Grinley Spa, and Lavender Cozy. Like I said, Who Killed Alaska will be coming back in January. So sad, but we will be taking a break in December. In the meantime, consider checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/whokilledalaska. Maybe support the show by going to whokilledalaska.com/merch. And we will be seeing you again very soon. We are going to be releasing a very small teaser trailer for the upcoming episode. And that teaser trailer is going to be going up this weekend, and it includes audio that is not going to be in the episode
and not feel spoiled.
Thank you so much for listening and enjoying the show for these months. Bye.